This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban violently dispersed scattered protests for a second day Thursday amid warnings that Afghanistan's already weakened economy could crumble without massive international aid that sustained the toppled Western-backed government. Witnesses at a protest in Assadabad said that more people were killed there, though it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, a stampede, or both. August 19th is the day that Afghanistan typically celebrates its Independence Day, when it gained independence from British rule in 1919. The Taliban have sought to project moderation and say they want good relations with the international community, but they will face a difficult balancing act in making concessions to the West, satisfying their own hardline followers, and suppressing dissent. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Ned Price said he knows there are reports of people blocked from reaching the airport.
My understanding is that things are moving quite efficiently at the airport now. But every report we see of someone unable to reach the airport is of concern.
At the Pentagon, Press Secretary John Kirby said it is not a foregone conclusion that the United States will not be able to evacuate everyone it wants by the month's end.
I don't believe that we're in a position now to say that anything is a foregone conclusion with respect to who we are able to get out and at what numbers?
There is no accurate figure of the number of people, Americans, Afghans, or others, who are in need of evacuation, as the process is almost entirely self-selecting.